And of course, this hour we'll take your calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And we will be back with your calls in a moment when we continue. And welcome back. George Norrie back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And you can sign up for their newsletter by going to criticalhealthnews.com. And you'll have all kinds of little benefits when you do that. It's a great newsletter, Ben, by the way.
Thank you, George. Appreciate that. We also have videos up there. And I've got an interview I did with Doc Wallach a couple of years ago. There's lots of good stuff. Thank you, Jonty, by the way. And Jonty's listening.
He's a great webmaster for criticalhealthnews.com. Back to the calls we go. Let's go to Blair in Sedona, Arizona. Welcome to the show. Hi, Blair. Go ahead.
Hey, Blair.
Thank you, George. First off, congratulations to the St. Louis Cardinals. They won their 17th game in a row.
Isn't that amazing?
Playoff spot.
They sure did.
Hey, pharmacist Ben, I want to add something to your mental and emotional strategy.
Yeah.
Sort of an awakening that there's more to life than running away from death, and it's thinking with your heart.
That's
Proverbs 12:25, yeah. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad.
I love that.
You know, and this time period is now accelerated in energy. It's almost like instant manifestation of your heart, but the important thing is, where is your heart? Are you being coerced?
Yeah.
Or are you listening to your heart?
Yeah.
Because your heart is much, much better in terms of giving truth than any news media
Absolutely.
Channel has ever been. So trust the senses that are happening inside of you, and you might get a benefit of eating less and feeling lighter on your feet.
Blair is right on. You are right on, man. You know, it's very interesting, Blair, because you know what the number one killer in this country is? In the world, actually. Heart disease.
Sure is.
Right? And there's a metaphor there. We have to learn to open our hearts. Our hearts are closed. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And there's actually a brain in your heart. You have nerves. You have a brain cells. You have
an emotional center.
Also your mental center. You think out of your heart. And Blair is right on. You got some smart listeners, man.
Oh, that's we sure
true.
Do.
That's absolutely true. Plug into your heart. Plug into your love center. Feel love. Open up, literally open up your heart in the center of your chest. Breathe into your heart. And anything you do to activate the heart will change the way you think, change the way you perceive the world. Our hearts are turned to stone. You know, George, one of the ways we die is our hearts literally turn to stone. They calcify. Calcium accumulates and the heart becomes hard. And that's one of the reasons why we have so much heart disease is this hardening of the arteries and hardening of the heart. So yes, Blair, 100%. Breathe into the heart. Think with the heart. Use the heart to connect. You know, the heart has a field around it, George. And as you're standing next to somebody, you're interacting with their heart fields. Your heart field is merging with their heart field. You're actually forming one body through your hearts, through this this energy that's emanated from the heart that goes feet. It literally goes 4 or 5 feet outside your body. It's pretty amazing.
Next up, we go to Ray in Florida, first-time caller. Welcome to the program, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Is that me?
That's you, sir.
Oh, how you doing there, George?
Okay, Raymond.
How you doing there, the pharmacist Ben? I'm down here. I'm a senior, and I'm getting a lot of pressure. I'm trying to decide what to do on this jab, mm-hmm. and I'm getting a lot of pressure from my HMO, and I'm a little confused. Maybe the pharmacist can help me sort things out.
Okay, but we will not tell you to get it or not to get it.
I wish I could. I can't really help you sort out. That's something everybody has to sort out for themselves. But I will tell you, as I said before, when you inject things into your bloodstream through your skin, you're playing with fire, no matter what that is, if it's something foreign to the body. Now, you can do nutrition through the skin. That's different. But if you do drugs, foreign substances into the blood, you're bypassing the liver, which is your God-given, divinely mandated, evolutionarily designed.
It's your filter.
More than a filter, the kidney filters. George, it transforms. It's magical. It takes poison and transforms it into something inert. It's amazing what the liver does. Absolutely mind-blowing. One liver cell can function, it can produce 500 different chemical reactions simultaneously, 500 different processes simultaneously. The liver is amazing. And the reason it's called the liver is because they used to think that that's what made you live. That's why it's called the liver. So, yes, you're bypassing the liver when you inject something through your skin, plus it's experimental.
It's a tough decision for people to make, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it should be, you know, in my opinion.
I'm talking about the vaccination.
Yeah, in my opinion, it shouldn't be a tough decision. It should be a pretty easy decision. I don't want to get into the politics of it.
I know it.
I want to get into the politics of it. But it should be an easy decision. If you have to, and they force you to, well, yeah, okay. But other than that, stop eating sugar. Get yourself an exercise bike or a rebounder. Change the way you think, your mental and emotional, spiritual strategies. Connect to God. Open up your heart. Use basic lifestyle common sense strategies, George. This is what it's all about. Basic common sense lifestyle strategies. We don't need to be fixed. We need to be fed. We're not sick. We're starving.
Yep.
We're missing the basic building blocks, and it's really as simple as that.
More texts and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben. Jerry in West Covina. I love tomato soup and eat it every day. Is that healthy for me?
Yeah. As long as you don't have a problem with tomatoes. You know, tomatoes are a nightshade. So if you have arthritis.
Lycopene, right?
Oh, exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. Lycopene and other pigments, too. These red pigments are fabulously important for the liver, for the eyes, for the skin. Case of lycopene for the prostate. It's just amazing. You know, what we call beautiful colors in nature, the blues and fruits and vegetables, the blues and the greens and the yellows and the reds, all of these are incredible adaptogens. They help our body adapt to the sun, to stresses from food, to stresses from lifestyle, from emotional, mental issues. They protect ourselves in an adaptive way. And it's this kind of cooperative arrangement that human beings and animals have with plants, where plants feed us and they make us make nutrients for us to be able to adapt to the environment, and we cultivate plants. It's kind of this beautiful symbiotic relationship that humans and animals have with the plant world, and it's really a beautiful thing.
Let's go to Chuck in Idaho, west of the Rockies. Hey, Chuck, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Okay.
Hey, I'm calling about atrial fibrillation. My wife was recently diagnosed with that, and it just kind of came out of the blue. She's 62 years old. She's a little overweight. She's about 5'3". And like I say, this just showed up.
Well, that's really interesting you say that, because that's how it appears. Things show up. But under the radar, it was reaching a tipping point, little by little, and starting at a very young age, unfortunately, for most of us. Atrial fibrillation is when your heart is freaked out.
Right.
Rapid heartbeat, isn't it?
It fibrillates. It like jelly. It doesn't go in a rhythm. The heart rhythm, there's so many miracles in the body, but one of the greatest miracles is how the heart beats. The electrical wave that flows from the bottom of the heart all the way to the top is this coordinated, tightly regulated electromagnetic pulsation. And for that to occur properly, a lot of things have to go right. However, under long-term duress, what eventually happens is you don't get oxygen to the heart. Sugar starts to accumulate in the vessels and creates damage in the vessels. Calcium starts to accumulate. A whole bunch of things happen under the radar, and eventually the heart doesn't get the oxygen it needs. It doesn't get the nutrition it needs. It becomes toxic, and it's the same thing that happens with the rest of the body, except when it happens in the heart, you notice it pretty dramatically. So one of the best things you could do for atrial fibrillation is practice slow, deep breathing. In fact, your wife will notice that before she gets this kind of fibrillating feeling, that she's probably holding her breath. So practicing slow, deep breathing is an amazing strategy.
That does work, by the way.
It's incredible. And then there is wonderful nutritional strategies as well. Magnesium, as you know, is very important for the heart. I'd be using the Osteomag. In fact, get your wife on the healthy Heart and Brain Pack. That's got everything you need from the heart, and then I would throw in the ultimate niacin as well. And then
magnesium is critical, though, isn't it?
Magnesium is unbelievably important. One of the most, I hate to say the most important, but considering that most people are deficient in magnesium, in combination with the fact that hundreds of different enzymatic reactions depend on it, that's a really, really incredible a mineral element. Magnesium, by the way, is green. Wherever you see green in the vegetable kingdom, you're going to get magnesium, because magnesium is right at the center of the chlorophyll molecule. And chlorophyll, by the way, is another amazing supplement. But I was going to tell you about the glucogel caps. You know, we talked about the connective tissue and glucosamine. We talked about building the joints and the muscles with glucosamine and for the skin. But glucosamine is very important for the heart as well. So the glucogel caps, so multifunctional, real easy way to support heart health and at the same time take care of a whole bunch of other parts of the body.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And Chuck, if you need more info, call 1-855-949-7234. I would guess his wife probably has a magnesium deficiency.
Absolutely, and I would guess that she probably has blood sugar problems too. And this is just common. You know how he was saying how she was fine and then all of a sudden it happened. It's not that it happens all of a sudden to us, but things are accumulating under the radar, and that's why getting on a supplement program before you get sick, George, before you're all of a sudden
preventative maintenance.
Yes, preventatively, when you're young. So anybody out there who's listening who's young, and even just younger, in your 50s or 60s, and you're healthy, don't take it for granted. It's the best insurance program you could be on. Something as simple as the Healthy Start Pack costs $120, $130 a month. It's one of the best insurance policies you'll ever get. Plus, you get all the benefits of having a wonderful, strong, healthy body.
Next up, let's go to our wild card line, Elena in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show. Hi, Elena.
Hi. Such a delight to talk to you guys.
Well, I'm glad you got through.
I got to meet Doc Wallach a couple of years ago and had at one of his seminars in Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, he's a great guy.
I got to have dinner while he had his rare steak and red wine. And
that's him. Okay. That's right.
I was curious about some things. My doctor says I supposedly have high cholesterol, and she prescribed a statin, and that, which I refused to take. I just want to do something natural for it.
You want to, the most important thing is, first of all, cholesterol is, without a doubt, the most important molecule in the body. It's important for healing. It's important for growth. It's important for the immune system. It's important for repairing. It's especially important if you're bodybuilding or you're post-surgery or you're older. It's great for the brain. It helps you make hormones. It's just incredible.
It's better to have it higher than lower, isn't it?
It's better to have it higher than lower, yes. It's incredibly valuable. However, cholesterol is a building molecule, George, and we do something as a culture every day that we shouldn't be doing that tricks the body into thinking it needs to be building, but because we're not lifting weights, we're not exercising, we're not doing things that make that induce the body to build, what ends up happening is the cholesterol doesn't go anywhere. It just starts to accumulate. And that thing that we do every day, George, is eat sugar. And elevated cholesterol is a sugar issue. Sugar tells the body, it revs up the body's chemistry, and what's supposed to happen when the body's chemistry is revved up from an evolutionary perspective is you're building muscle. But because we're just revving up the body, we're revving up the engine of the body without going anywhere, in other words, the gears are turning but nothing's happening, the cholesterol starts to build up. So if you want to lower your cholesterol, lower your sugar. And one of the all-time great, exactly as effective as a statin drug with no toxicity, one of the all-time great cholesterol-lowering substances you can put in your body is the ultimate niacin from Yongevity. It has the same potency as a statin drug with no toxicity. And why is it that the ultimate niacin works like a statin drug? Is because it helps your body process sugar. It's part of the glucose tolerance factor. By the way, diabetics all know that their cholesterol is high. It goes hand in hand, diabetes and elevated cholesterol. Another really important strategy for helping lower your blood sugar is the ultimate selenium. Selenium helps your body make insulin. So using the selenium and the ultimate niacin and the sweeties, those are your all-time great strategies for lowering cholesterol. And last but not least, and I was talking to Tommy about this, the ultimate EFAs are nature's statin drug. They're a natural statin drug. So get yourself on the ultimate EFAs with the omega-6 and the omega-3 in there as well. And I can guarantee you that you will notice changes in your cholesterol just by using those supplements. Now, you definitely want to be reducing your bread intake and pasta and rice and sugar and all the foods that spike your blood sugar, but I can guarantee you that if you get on all those supplements I told you, the ultimate selenium, the ultimate niacin, the ultimate EFA, and magnesium as well, by the way, the osteomag, you will lower your cholesterol and you will lower your blood sugar at the same time, non-toxic, and you'll add years to your life.
Explain what a niacin flush is.
Niacin flush, one of the effects of niacin is to open up blood vessels. It's a vasodilator. Niacin, by the way, is a great fat burner, too. It opens things up. It helps the body handle energy more effectively. And so the niacin flush is when the blood vessels open up and you get a surge of blood to areas that haven't really had a lot of blood, like the tips of your fingers and your ears and your nose. You get really hot and flushy as a result of that blood, that vasodilation, the blood flow. But the same blood flow that's causing the heat And the itchiness is also increasing oxygenation. It's also improving nutrient delivery. It's also improving detoxification. So that may be kind of weird feeling, and sometimes people will find it unpleasant, but it's actually a sign that you're getting some good blood flow, and that's a very positive thing.
Next up, let's go to Mark in Birmingham, Alabama. Welcome to the show. Hi, Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Great. How can we help you?
I just wanted to say, you know, people don't realize, and I've listened to holistic doctors, but they don't realize that even if you eat primarily organic food, you're not getting the nutrients you need. So Dr. Fuchs is right, I mean, about this. You've got to supplement it. But the problem is, and I heard this about 15 years ago, give or take, most of your supplements out there, 83%+ of them are junk. Okay, you're getting next to nothing of the nutrients they say it does, and it's not even absorbable, really.
That's well.
You know, it's shale rock, or and then like hyaluronic acid has to be refined to a perfect micronic state to be absorbed. Okay, there are companies that put this stuff out. Nitric oxide, L-arginine, mm-hmm. I use that. But I cured myself of fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue in 54 hours.
Congratulations. Cleansing. How'd you do it?
And cleansing is vital.
Absolutely.
You've got to get the toxins out of your body.
You know what you're talking about, my friend.
Fibromyalgia is a toxicity issue, and the main toxicity is estrogen. You know, you're one of the unusual men that have fibromyalgia. 90% of the fibromyalgia patients are women, and it has a lot to do with this the inability to handle estrogen. And that's one of the reasons digestive health and detoxification is so important. Mark, you're 100% right on. Nobody has to have fibromyalgia. And George, I don't know if you know what that is. It is god-awful. Imagine after you had a workout where your body's sore, imagine that 10 times worse, but head to toe. Can you imagine your entire body feels like the worst soreness you've ever had from head to toe? You can't even be touched. It is the most awful condition, and what it is you've got inflammation and toxicity in all of your muscles, all of them. And the medical strategy can't really do anything about it except name it. That you go to the medical professional, you say, "Oh, my muscles hurt. I'm really sore all over." The medical professional says, "Oh, you have fibromyalgia," which means your muscles hurt. It's like they tell you what you have back in Latin to you, and that's called a diagnosis. But they can't help you because it's a toxicity issue. So what they give, you know what they give you for fibromyalgia, George? Antidepressants.
Antidepressants?
Because you're depressed.
Jeez, what about Morgellons?
Morgellons is an interesting one, and that has to do with things that are growing inside our body that we don't know about. You know, there was
creepy crawly things.
Yes, and they're growing in our blood. You know, the blood, they used to say the blood is sterile.
And that's where people feel it. They feel these things crawling.
Yeah, Morgellons is a little different than the stuff that's ordinarily in your blood. But, yeah, there's little things crawling around. And that's pretty creepy. You know, we have things crawling around our skin all the time. Right now, George, you got things crawling all over your skin.
No, I don't.
Right. In your eyelashes. In the follicles of your eyelashes, you got things crawling
around. Thanks, Ben.
I thought you'd like that.
Thanks a lot. We're going to take a quick break and come back with final calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Tom will take another text and tweet as well. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's set that record. Go to it and just peruse it real fast. The toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Next hour on Coast to Coast, we're going to talk about chasing ghosts, so get ready. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, our final segment from criticalhealthnews.com. By the way, you're doing great hitting that website, continuing to set records, Ben. You know, you do that all the time.
You know what, George? I can't take credit for it. It's the stuff that we talk about. It's so empowering. The idea that we can take our health back into our own hands, that we don't have to interact with somebody outside of us. We don't have to interact with the medical model. We don't have to interact with somebody who doesn't know us. Somebody who doesn't care about us, really, at the end of the day, they've got their own lives, that we can do this ourselves. It's such an empowering, empowering idea.
10,000 years ago, do you know what the lifespan of a human was?
10,000 years ago?
10,000 years ago.
Before farming, it was probably close to 70 or 80. After farming, it started to drop.
26.
Yeah. Can you imagine what that must have been like in the Middle Ages when people were old when they were 12 years old? That's why they would have kids when they were really young.
26. Well, now, first of all, I'm told that a 26-year-old who looks like he's 26 today,
yeah,
they looked like they were 26 when they died.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so that's pretty young looking.
And they were, well, no, their teeth were falling out of their head and their hair was falling out. They were really short, too. You know, people back then were like 4 foot tall, 4 foot two, 4 foot three.
Yeah, they were small.
Very small. And the Mayflower, somebody's telling me.
But why did they only live until 26 on average?
Can you imagine what life was like back then? You wouldn't. It was.
Did they still have disease?
Oh, my God. Are you talking about, when are you talking about? Like, how long ago?
10,000 years ago.
Oh, 10,000 years ago. It started to get bad about 10,000 years ago. But, yeah, once we started to figure out how to farm, that's when it really got bad. We started to process grains.
Let's go back to the phones. Walter in Pennsylvania on the wild card line. Hey, Walt, go ahead.
Hi, George. Always enjoy listening to pharmacist Ben Fuchs and also Doc Wallach. But, George, I just cannot swallow some of the things that these gentlemen are saying. If you recall when Doc Wallach was on the last time I called, and, you know, Doc Wallach makes the famous claim that there's no such thing as a genetically propagated disease. Now, George, that flies in the face of all the science that I know of. Now, George, I brought up the issue of Down syndrome, and Down syndrome is caused by an extra 21st chromosome. Now, George, Doc Wallach seemed to have made the claim that he cured or prevented Down syndrome, and I believe he said it was Evel Knievel's daughter or niece through altering her nutrition. Now, George, I just think that that's an impossibility because the placental barrier between the mother and the baby is semi-permeable. There's no exchange of blood cells or genetic material.
Well, let's find out what pharmacist Ben has to say about some of that.
Yeah, let me explain that. When Doc says that, what he means is that the genetic mutations themselves are the result of nutritional issues. This is called epigenetics. And there are nutritional factors that determine which genes are going to turn on and which genes are going to turn off. And they determine the general health of the genome. So if there's nutritional deficiencies in the womb, this can cause mutations. So he doesn't mean that there's no genes involved. Genes are involved in everything. But he's saying the gene is not primal. It's not the basis. There's something that's epigenetic, that's above the gene. And that is called... That involves a lot of different things, but it especially involves nutrition. It involves thoughts. It involves diet. This epigenetics is the transcendent level of the gene. And so the gene itself is controlled by all kinds of things. It's controlled by the thoughts we think, the feelings we feel. It's controlled by our perceptions, and it's controlled by molecules that we call nutrients. So that's what he means. And I know it sounds weird when he says there's no genetic diseases, but what he means is, of course, genes are involved with everything, but there is a level of control above the gene that is called the epigenetic level, and that involves nutrition, among other things.
Interesting take. Let's go next to Colleen in New York. Welcome to the show. Hi, Colleen.
Hey, Colleen.
Hi, George. Hi, hey. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hi there.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have my husband just turned 68 today.
Happy birthday.
And he's a few years older than me, and he's got two issues that have kind of cropped up. He's had a physical, and everything's fine. He's had blood tests, and nothing shows up. He also went to a naturopath, a holistic doctor, 21 pages of blood work, which she hasn't gone over with him yet, but doesn't seem to be anything major there. We'll see. Saw a cardiologist that he turned out fine. We'll see a neurologist and an endocrinologist this coming month. I'm a former nurse, so I'm kind of pushing him through the whole gamut of making sure that he's okay. And the two issues that he's having is when he gets distracted, stress, lack of sleep, you know, which I know can happen to anybody, but it's been happening the last couple of years and kind of escalating a little bit, is short-term memory loss and also that old man smell, the nonino smell.
Yeah.
Two of those things are kind of
he's not processing.
Concerning me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the stress hormone, cortisol, that happens. As we get older, our cortisol levels go up, can't sleep, get anxiety issues, some people get depressed. A lot of that is the stress hormone cortisol. And so you want to start doing things that stabilize the cortisol. And the most important thing that you can do is relax the body. And this is what we talked about earlier, the slow, deep breathing. There are also nutritional supplements that you can use. Essential fatty acids are absolutely critical. And that has to do with the smell, the so-called old man smell, which is kind of like the fats, the fatty part of the body starting to go rancid is what's happening. So you got to get him on essential fatty acids, number one. The ultimate EFAs are absolutely, absolutely vital. And then antioxidants. I'm sure you've heard of antioxidants, but antioxidants are specific for the fatty part of the system, and there's a lot that are like that. All the pigments that we talked about earlier, Jeffy has a wonderful pigment product, by the way, that I don't really talk about too much. Unfortunately, I don't get to talk about called the Ultimate Youth, I believe it's called.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, I know. I haven't talked about that for a while. And it is a pigment product. It's a plant pigment product, and that is very important for helping stabilize fats. Vitamin E is also very important for helping stabilize fats. Of course, you're going to get that in Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And then the Ultimate EFAs for sure. So number one, the cortisol, calm the body down, use the Ultimate EFAs. And then for the smell, the Ultimate EFAs as well as antioxidants for the fatty part.
What is that, coming through his pores?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, that's exactly where it's coming from.
And they call it the old man smell?
Yeah, yeah. And it's not just old men. You know, old people have it, and it has to do with the fat starting to oxidize.
Interesting.
It doesn't happen to everybody.
Let's go to Michael in Florida, first-time caller. Hi, Michael. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Great, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the call. I just want to start by thank you so much, George. You have a great program.
Thank you.
Ben, I'm telling you, between you and Dr. Wallach, Dr. Wallach is like the old football coach. Post information, you get it done, and I feel like I'm in a biochemistry class with you. You just explained it so great.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Those two noted, and George, your questions, by the way, every time you ask a question, I learn something, by the way, as well. I'm in the healthcare profession.
Nice. What do you do?
I'm going to ask a question for you because I have two questions. I just been on the diet of no sugars. I've done everything for 4 weeks. I just started your healthy pack. So I did that. I'm feeling great after the last 3 days of starting all the nutrients and the glucogels. But my question is this. Being in the healthcare profession, I remember 18 months ago when everything was shut down, we were still working. I had to take the vaccine.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm thinking with everything, 70% of the country is on the vaccine, what should we do at this point? Because when you explain it like putting something in your arm, I fell the same way. I didn't want to do it, but I did. But now, how do we go forward from here?
Yeah, that's a great question. First of all, you're not condemned. It's not a great thing, but you're not condemned. But it does mean for everybody who has the vaccine, you have to take extra care. You always got to take care. But now you got to take extra care. You're so smart to go look, no sugar and just continue doing that. You all the things that everybody has to do anyway, and if you have been vaccinated, you want to do them 100 times with 100 times more intensity and focus. Get on the Healthy Start Pack. Reduce your sugar intake. George, sometimes I feel like I'm just repeating myself over and over again. But these are the things we all have to do.
That's the essential things.
The essential things. Breathing deeply, relaxing the body, meditating, exercising, connecting to God or divinity or Christ or Buddha, whatever you want to call it, connecting to something bigger than yourself, loving somebody, being charitable, being kind to your neighbor. I mean, George, it's not complicated. And I love that Michael appreciated the biochemistry, but you don't have to know a lot about biochemistry. You just eat right. You make sure you're supplementing. You take vitamin C and zinc and get out in the sun. I mean, I'm not saying anything new. I didn't invent any of this stuff.
Is it common sense?
It's just common sense, and we know it's true. But because we're so distracted in our lives and because we become so conditioned to not believing in ourselves, George, we don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe in the built-in divinity that is right inside every cell of the body. We do not honor it. We do not have reverence for the life force. And so we spend our lives trying to get fulfilled with all of these empty things that we do in our lives, and we're so empty and unfulfilled. We're so missing. We feel lacking because we're not loving ourselves. We're not being kind to our bodies. We're not leveraging the power of good thoughts and good feelings, like the gentleman was talking about earlier, of opening up your heart. These are the basic things that we can all do, and we can do them today, and we can do them this minute, we can do them this second, and as soon as we do them, we'll feel better. Just taking two or three correct breaths, by correct I mean inhaling through the nose, belly expanding, exhaling out, just two or three times, and you'll notice a sense of well-being. That's just a drop of what's possible. There's so much joy and bliss and ease that's built into the human body. We just have not learned how to, we have not been taught how to leverage it and how to take advantage of it and how to nurture it.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate your call. Final text and tweet from you, Tom. What do we have?
Hey, Ben from Cary in Long Island. Can you please explain what a processed piece of food does to the body, such as an Oreo cookie? Yes.
Oh, my God. Your body, think about it. Our bodies have been around for millions of years, right? How long have Oreo cookies been around? You put an Oreo cookie...
Probably about 2 million.
No, not that long. Probably about, like, 50 years. And the foods we eat today didn't exist a mere 100 years ago, let alone thousands and millennia ago. So the body has no idea what to do with that. It treats it. This is how what it does with a processed food. And by the way, Oreo is not a processed food. It's an ultra processed food, which is a food whose components are processed foods. It's at an extra level of processing. Not only does the body have to treat it like a poison and has to eliminate it and mobilize all of its poison control enzyme systems to get rid of it, but now you have depleted your body of vital nutrients that are important for growth, for repair, for building immunity, for creating synapses and neural connections in the blood, in the brain, and in the nervous system, for all the good stuff in life. The question is, George and Tom, and for the gal who wrote the note, do we want to eat an Oreo cookie or do we want to have a great life? Because an Oreo cookie is not going to give you a great life. It'll give you a great taste.
How can you have a great life and have the cookie?
You can't really do it? No, it's not. But when you have
no trade-offs, huh?
You don't need the cookie when you have a great life. But if you want to do a little cookie, I am anti-cookie, but I don't want to sound like I'm a Puritan here, but you won't need it when you're happy and fulfilled. In fact, George, try this experiment, or not, you don't really eat them, but anybody out there who eats Oreo cookies, sugar for 2 days or 3 days, and then have it again, and you'll notice that the same amount of sugar that you had, that you thought nothing of having 3 days earlier, now is too strong for you, because sugar is super intense, and our body turns down the dial on the perception because it's so intense, and that's why we keep having to eat more and more sugar.
Okay, pharmacist Ben, he is with criticalhealthnews.com. The number to call is 1-855-949-7234. Keep slamming that website and setting a record. Ben, we've got a couple minutes left. What's new on your plate?
I got all kinds of stuff going on. I'm opening up a pharmacy where I'm going to do skincare compounding for folks. I'm doing lots of talks, and I got my radio program, The Bright Side, that I do every day. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate it, George. And thank you again for what you're doing. It's really, you know, it touches my heart that you have us on every six weeks because we help a lot of people, and you do it every night with the Coast to Coast program and the Beyond program.
Well, just look, we've still got a bank of phone calls that I wish we could get to. We've got people who've been on hold.
Well, you know, I should say this, George. Send a note to health@criticalhealthnews.com. And we answer all our emails, and we love getting emails. And ask about the business
opportunity. And call that toll-free number.
And call the toll-free number as well. I was going to say, on the note, if you send emails or on the phone, ask about the business opportunity. For folks who are entrepreneurs, who have an entrepreneurial mindset, it's not for everybody. Not everybody's an entrepreneur. But if you have an entrepreneurial mindset and you want a win-win business where you make money and you help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health, ask about the business opportunity when you write or when
Well, and you get your supplements at wholesale.
Of course, you get your supplements wholesale price. That's exactly
which is a smart way to do it.
And you get you write off your home office and your mileage and your stamps and whatever else you use for your business.
CriticalHealthNews.com, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We will talk to you in 6 weeks, my friend, which would put us where? Into November.
God, 2021's almost over.
My gosh, where's this year
crazy,
been going?
Crazy.
It's been a strange year, though.
You know, it's been the last couple years, and I have a feeling it's going to be a couple more years.
Is this one of those years where at New Year's Eve, when a couple is dancing, they say, we can't wait for this year to get over?
I don't know, because I think people are sensing something about 2022, too.
All right, Ben. Thank you so much. Up next, Chasing Ghosts. Mark Hartzman joins us next.